Today is Friday, December 20th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I want to address something. I have some new listeners that, I have at least one new listener. I'm going to assume I probably have some new listeners because I think throwing down with Joe Batanz. And so in my old age with my dad bod and, you know, with my more conservative boyfriend, and I don't mind because I love him and, you know, it's fine that I'm at a stage in my life where it's okay. But so Barney on Twitter made a comment that, you know, my jeans that showed my butt cleavage in New Orleans didn't sound like something that I would do, or didn't sound something like something that matched my personality. And for those of you who are new listeners, back in the day when I first started podcasting, I was a big, I was in a relationship where we played together, and I always wanted to wear sexy outfits. Even before I knew him, before then, I was always wearing the least amount of clothes possible and, you know, doing whatever I could to look sexy and always working out and going to clubs and, you know, doing all this stuff. And so I don't do it as often anymore, but it's mainly because I have my, you know, what I call my dad bod. So, yes, I probably have, you know, some conservative parts, but ultimately, I do like sexy things. I like to look sexy. Occasionally, I like to dress sexy. I like sex. I like all that stuff. I do go to church and I do all of that as well. But there is that side of me as well. I just don't talk about it as much anymore. But those of you who've been with me for a long time know that side of me. I'm a multifaceted individual. So I addressed that. So let's play a voicemail really quick.
Hello, lovey. I'm on my nipple walk this morning. By the way, I was thrilled that you hated my
Hi, Fatty.
Last message. You're welcome.
I didn't hate it.
But I'm on my nipple walk this morning around the big circle, and I'm about to shat myself. Shark Week is coming up. And I, since you want this call to be much more proactive and have a point, how about telling us the last time you shit yourself? Or was it in the bed? Was it in your car? Was it walking down some steps? Or was it like in the shower or whatever? Anyway, thank you for calling. And I've got these ear pods in. I don't know how to hang it up. Let me just see here. Beep, Fatty. Here we go. All right, I'm going to hang it up now. Thank you for calling.
So why would I thank you for your call, Fatty? So you were looking, the word you were looking for is a substantive call, is I believe what I said. I wanted to have a substantive call. But anyway, a call that has a subject, that has a substance about it. But anyway, I have accidentally sharted myself before, but I don't remember any specific stories. I mean, I have a vague recollection of thinking I was going to fart somewhere, probably at a store or something like that, and a little bit leaked out instead of just air, which is what you hope for. And so I think I went to the bathroom, and at one point I think I've, you know, had to clean myself up with the underwear and then just throw the underwear away in the bathroom. But I don't remember the specific story, so that's not really much. Now, I will say this. It's not a shart story, but it is a story. And I have told this before, probably on Dubious Intent, because this is when I was doing Dubious Intent. But one, I believe it must have been Christmas or, you know, one holiday season, I went to Washington, and we were over at my aunt and uncle's house, and I needed to poo. And so I went to their bathroom, and I went to their bathroom and I did my business, and I wiped, And, you know, I was ready to get up and, you know, put my clothes back. Well, I don't take my clothes off to poo, but I mean, pull my jeans up and or whatever I was wearing and flush the toilet. And I went to flush the toilet and the toilet wouldn't flush. There was no flush. I didn't realize that their toilet was broken. And so I wasn't really sure what to do. And I didn't want to leave my, you know, the evidence of my poo in their bathroom, especially because that would mean they would have to clean up my poo. That's gross. You don't want to clean up somebody else's poo. This is another story that I've told before, but one time I worked at Pier 1. I used to work at Pier 1. I had two jobs when I was supporting. When I first had my first career job in Dallas, and I was supporting my boyfriend who could not keep down a job. Hi, Maddie. And so I had to have two jobs just to support his smoking habit. And anyway, so I worked at Pier 1 on the weekends, and I had to clean the bathrooms. And I went into one of the bathrooms, and I believe it was the women's restroom. There was the biggest elephant-sized turd that had gotten stuck to the inside of the toilet. And I couldn't get it. I had to flush that toilet probably, I don't know, but I'm going to say for dramatic effect, 100 times to get that poo. Because you know how some poo will stick to the side of the toilet and then you flush, but it sticks there and it's like, no, I'm not going to go, you know, and then you have to flush again and it goes maybe a centimeter at a time. And this was huge. It was the size of like a pancake. And I don't mean like a silver dollar pancake. I mean like a normal pancake. I mean, it was like this big poo. I don't even know how the person got the poo there. Anyway, I didn't want someone else to have to clean up my poo. And so I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Now, since then, I've been told that there's some trick you can do with like pouring water into the toilet and that'll make it flush. I'm not really sure, but I was not aware of that, and I still don't know exactly what that means. Pour water in. Where do you pour the water? Into the bowl or the tank? Or, like, where do you pour it? But anyway, it doesn't matter. So I didn't know this. And so they had... I found a little trash can in one of... I think... I'm probably going to get this wrong because it's been a while. But I found some sort of container, and I'm going to say it was a trash can. And I had to, like... scoop the poo, luckily it was a solid one, out of the toilet and put it, I'm sure I used a piece of like toilet paper or something, and then put it in this container, and then I had to walk it over to the other bathroom. Luckily both of these bathrooms were downstairs in a part of the house that no one else was in at that moment, so no one caught me transferring the poo. And yeah, I've had situations where I've clogged a toilet before at someone's house, and I didn't have a plunger, and I didn't want to tell the person that I clogged their toilet, so I've literally reached my hand in and, like, unclogged the toilet paper. Yeah, I mean, I've done some gross things when it comes to poo, but, I mean, it doesn't really gross me out. I mean, it's my poo. I wash my hands really good, you know, etc. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, if you're a top, I mean, come on. Let's just say that. And that's somebody else's poo. All right. Well, so there's my, that's not a short story, but there you go. That's my experience transferring poo from one toilet to the other. So tonight we're going to go to I still have to make a spreadsheet with all the various cookies that I'm going to make this weekend for these cookie tins that I'm going to make for all the friends and family for Christmas gifts. And Mark really wants something elaborate that we can decorate pretty. And I don't have any recipes like that. So I don't know what we're going to do there. And then tomorrow I'm going to be baking all day and probably Sunday as well. I may make Fatty's Nuts and Bolts as a savory item to put in the tins. So we'll see if I do that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at Pride 48. Don't forget, the contest ends on the 22nd. Call me now. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.